Hello, Crystal fans, and welcome to the absolutely huge third episode of the Crystal Archive Podcast. As I said before, this is the third episode of the Crystal Archive Podcast. I'm Dwight House, your host, webmaster, and crystal expert. I have a bunch of news and updates to tell you, so let's get started. Last time on the Crystal Archive Podcast, I said that the next episode would be coming out around 2 weeks after the release of the second. Unfortunately, some things came up, and I had to basically leave the internet for a week. So, there was a whole week where I left the internet. What happened? And during that week, well, several big things happened. For one, and please excuse the shameless plug I'm about to give, but I wrote the first two chapters of my very first fanfic, of course, about Fox and Crystal, post-assault. And it starts off with Crystal becoming the victim of a explosive decompression. By the time you hear this podcast, I will have released the second chapter, and you'll get to find out a little bit more about what happened to her. And you'll see, I planned some very interesting twists in this fic. Basically, my style of writing is I go out and look and see what other people would do, and then don't do that. That's a strategy I've developed for lots of things, like making websites, etc. So it's probably not what you're expecting. Second big piece of news is about the Get Crystal and Super Smash Bros. Brawl project. I'd like to say that it is officially, totally, finally over, completely over. And the reason is because I sent out that letter with all the signatures to Nintendo of America, explaining our wants and the benefits to them. You can read that letter on the website and on the Crystal blog. But I explained the benefits of having Crystal and Smash, both to Nintendo as a company and to the fans. It's mutually beneficial to everyone. And, of course, who wouldn't want to play as Crystal and Smash Brothers? Anyway, they sent an email back after they got my letter. It was pretty fast turnaround, faster than I was expecting. And I'd like to read to you the message they sent back, which is unfortunate in its... Well, I'll comment on it after I finish reading it. It says, "Hello, Dwight. I appreciate your bringing to our attention the Japanese Super Smash Bros. Brawl website. The survey mentioned is actually a link to a forum where Japanese fans can share their expressions and hopes for the new game. Now, you have the ability to do the same at our special Super Smash Bros. Insider forums. The data in these forums will be provided to developers. The insider forums may be accessed by clicking the following link and click that. To post the characters you want to see in the game, you may click on the My Nintendo membership. You need a My Nintendo. However, it's free to get one, yada yada. Here's how you get to My Nintendo if you have questions about the forums, yada yada. Sincerely, Nintendo of America, Inc., Dervin Camden." I'm hoping I pronounce his name right. Now, If you know anything about the Smash site, you'll know that that's highly inaccurate. It's not a Japanese forum on the Japanese page. It's a request forum, and they do not post everything that gets sent to them. It's not a forum. It's a request forum, and through which they post some of the requests that they like. Apparently, none of the ones that I or anyone else who participated in this in my project got put on that list. So it's definitely not a forum. Now, I looked at the link he sent me, and it consisted of a page to request Nintendo characters that was approximately 300 pages long. Or it was some absurd number of pages. Even if I did put everything I felt about this issue on there, no one would notice. The developers are not going to read 100 pages of request forms. And besides, the fact that it's being developed in Japan, and most of the people who are working on the game, I can only assume, don't even read English, or don't read it well enough to go browsing through 100 pages worth of forums. So I'm pretty disappointed about the receipt of my project by Nintendo. They didn't receive it at all. They completely ignored it. Oh well, so I've learned my lesson about these kinds of projects in the future. Don't try and influence these kinds of things except through the means that they give you, namely the Japanese request form. That's all there really is. When I was gone, there was approximately 12, 14 new fan arts. That was a big surprise to me, because the week before that, before I left the internet, there were virtually no new fan arts during that time. So I was pleasantly surprised and had a lot of catching up to do, because I, of course, dev watch 300 or so artists on DeviantArt, so I had to go through several hundred pieces of fan arts. But I got all the crystal fan art out of that, and I'll be talking a little bit later about the current status of the mega crystal fan art list on my website. Another thing that happened was I discovered this almost by accident by looking at the server information dealing with where people got into my site, the access point, and it mentioned a site called Four Color Rebellion, and I didn't know what that was. I checked it out, and Four Color Rebellion is a Nintendo blog type site. They talk about Nintendo stuff, but they also talk about other stuff. It's just, it's like a geek website for geeks, but they focus on a lot of game stuff, and I got mentioned in the rumor roundup as one of the rumors, and it says Crystal and Super Smash Bros. Brawl? And what's a rumor roundup without at least one obviously false one? A rumor hit the internet recently of Crystal, of Star Fox Adventures fame, being yet another new character in Super Smash Bros. Brawl for Wii. While it's entirely possible that she may make it into the game, the video that got people talking is most definitely fake. And of course, the word fake is a link to my website where I explain about the fake video I created for fun. I commented on the bottom that I was surprised that people noticed it outside of the Crystal Archive Star Fox Online KLA membership. But apparently it got spread around just a little bit on YouTube. I did post it on YouTube. So that was neat. I got a little exposure there. I was happy about that. Also, during the week-long disappearance, I was finally contacted by who I thought was Steve Malpass. Steve Malpass is the voice of Fox McCloud in Star Fox Adventures and Super Smash Bros. Melee. There's a member on the KLA who goes by Skyver, who is purported to be the nephew of Steve Malpass. I've been trying to secure an interview, an online-based interview with Steve Malpass, to ask him about the what he did during the development of Adventures and how he feels about his character and various other things about that. And he finally responded to my email, because Skyver gave us all his email address. Well, it turns out it wasn't him. It was Skyver pretending to be Steve Malpass, and I kind of figured it out pretty much immediately because of the way my email program works. Apple Mail is, I don't know how it does it exactly, but when you send an email to me, for some people, it gives, instead of giving your email address as who sent it, it gives me your real name. Like, even if you didn't say your real name in the letter itself, it gives me your real name. I don't know how it does it. Anyway, he was pretending to be Steve Malpass because everyone was pressuring him to get Steve Malpass to talk to us, we wanted to talk to him about the game and the character and what he thought about different things. And he according to him, still has yet to been able to get Steve to allow himself to be conversed with, because he's really concerned about getting spam and such. Now, just because he faked this does not mean that it neither confirms nor denies that Steve Malpass is his uncle. We don't know. That we have, I have evidence based on some other person's research into Skyver's family tree or something. I don't know how he figured out, but he has assured me that Steve Malpass is indeed Skyver's uncle. So I remain vigilant and I've since revealed. I revealed what he did and what Skyver did, and on the KLA. And people were kind of mad, but it's understandable. And I'm still waiting to hear from Steve. I send emails through Skyver to Steve, apparently, and hope that one of them will encourage him to come out of hiding at least long enough for me to interview him for the site. Okay, that covers pretty much what happened when I was gone. Now, since I've gotten back on the internet, I believe it was 2 weeks ago, I've had a lot of stuff to do. Mainly, it's been finals week here, as I take two classes during the summer semester. I had finals, which the main one just ended a few hours ago, so I'm done with that. And it's why I'm able to do this podcast at this time. It's currently Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. But also, I've taken over the reformation of StarFoxOnline.net's basic main website. The forum has been back online for some time, and as you may or may not know, I'm the half-owner of the new Star Fox Online. And DZ Composer finally got around to encouraging us to get back on track and getting the main site changed from just a coming soon page to the full working content management system based website. So I've been working on that for the past 2 weeks. I've been getting it a custom theme, and I'm still working on that. I'll probably do a lot of work on that over the weekend. And then, of course, setting up the CMS in the first place, it took a lot of research, because StarFoxOnline.net CMS that we're using is called Joomla. And let me tell you, that thing is about the most backward system I've ever seen for creating a new page or doing what you want. It's like the least likely thing it could possibly be to do something in this web-based application. That's what it is. It's exactly opposite of what you'd think it would be. So I had a bit of trouble figuring out what things happened. And you can hear a lot more about this on the forums at StarFoxOnline.net. And also, beginning last on Monday evening, DZ Composer and I composed our first Star Fox Online podcast, or SFOcast, as we like to call it. We plan on releasing the SFOcast episode 1 on Friday, this coming Friday. We have to re-record the news segment because of a large amount of recent news concerning Star Fox Command, and I'll be getting to that a little bit later in this podcast. But so as soon as I can record that, we can get it up. You'll have three podcasts worth listening to. There's the KLA's, there's mine, and then there's StarFoxOnline.net's new podcast. By the way, DZ Composer is going to be composing custom music for this, and we're going to have all kinds of sound effects. And it's going to be a lot, trust me, it's going to be a lot more interesting than this podcast where you just hear me talk. And also, of course, this podcast is far more limited in scope. It's only really about Crystal and the site. It's not about the whole Star Fox series. So on Friday, you should definitely check it out. I'll put a link to it in the Crystal blog, because that's a major thing. It's worth seeing for all you Star Fox fans. All right. So let's get to the current news, the news of the last week and a half. All right, in the last week and a half, we've received a lot of new information about Command, namely because the game comes out literally tomorrow in Japan. Some people already have pre-release versions that were probably released to media, and some fans got a hold of it and have been constantly putting new videos up on YouTube. We now know completely all known characters for Star Fox Command, and if you don't mind, I will read them to you. These are all available playable characters in Star Fox Command. Fox McCloud, Falco Lombardi, Slippy Toad, Crystal, Lucy Hare, that's Peppy's daughter, Amanda, which is Slippy's girlfriend, Cat Monroe, which is Falco's on-again, off-again girlfriend. Not really sure how her relationship works out in this game, although she has undergone a major color change, and she has apparently stopped dyeing her hair, her fur pink, and is now a natural gray and white. There's Wolf O'Donnell, Leon Powaski, Panther Caruso, Ash Broman. This character is new to me. I'm told he was in the in Star Fox 2, for the unreleased game for the Super NES. Ash Broman. He's a monkey-looking character with white fur. There's Bill Gray, who's also undergone a color change. He's gone from gray to brown. There is Crystal 2, which is basically Crystal in a Cornarian fighter and a Cornarian flight suit and a bad look on her face. She doesn't look too happy. And of course, and James McCloud, the upset. No one was expecting the long-dead character to be a playable character. We have yet to figure out exactly how that's going to work. 14 playable characters. Okay, so one is indeed missing. We don't know who it is. My guess is Peppy, General Peppy, because Peppy has some status information on the official Star Fox Command Japanese website, but he has no ship listed. But he has ship-based statuses in his profile. So he probably has a ship, but it's not yet revealed. So we know pretty much all 15 characters, but for sure we know 14 of them. I have received a video of a guy going through all of his different unlocked characters. And in the post-production, I'll play for you a snippet of audio that's supposed to be Crystal's theme. And to me, it sounds like something you'd hear on a romantic thriller movie. Kind of like, a little bit like James Bond, but not exactly. You'll see, you'll hear right now. So, Crystal and everyone else has a custom theme now. And because of all this, we know where Crystal went. A theory that DZ Composer put forth was that she, after Fox pushed her away, she went and joined Star Wolf temporarily. However, it now seems pretty clear that what happens is, as Fox pushed her away, she just went and joined up with the Cornarian fleet. And I suppose that's where you meet back up with her and she rejoins your team. And I'm now even more confident than ever that dependent upon the path you choose throughout the game determines who is on your team by the end of the game. I'm very confident that based on these additional videos I've seen. I saw a short video review of Star Fox Command, I believe this morning, in fact, where one of those guys who had an advanced copy showed off what you do. And it turns out that the game structure is basically like this. You're flying in that map screen you've seen in so many pictures. The map screen showing your status in the top and the map on the bottom, and you draw your flight path throughout the levels. Now, this is an almost RPG element where you travel, and I'm pretty sure there's cost to certain distances of travel. And whenever an enemy is in range, if you go up to an enemy or an enemy comes to you during whatever steps are involved, a step-based system, or I don't know if it's real-time or if it's step-based, but whenever you get to an enemy, the screen flashes, and it says enemy approaching, and the enemy comes in, and then you're given a certain amount of time to defeat that enemy. And then when you're finally through with all the enemies, I suppose you'd go to the bigger planet boss, the whole reason for you being on the planet in the first place. And one that I've seen was attacking a mothership, much like the one on Katina, I believe it's pronounced, where you have to fly up into it and shoot it from the very bottom, where it's got a giant laser intent on blasting the base below. It's very much like that Star Fox 64 level. So, at this current time, the 2nd of August 2006, we have the release date of the Japanese version one day away. And the American release is 26 days away. Now, I have been asked over email when the release date is for Europe. And as soon as I know that, I will put an additional countdown timer on the home page. That was a new feature I added recently. It's a countdown timer to Star Fox Command for the various release dates. And right now, it's as far as I know, it's still fourth quarter 2006. So before the end of the year, you'll have Star Fox Command in Europe, but I really don't know when. So I'm sorry I can't get you that information, whoever emailed me about that. But I will get it to you as soon as possible. Let's see, what else? What else new we have? Okay, the StarFoxCommand.com has recently opened and now has an actual page instead of a coming soon message. Although currently all it has is a video of Fox playing the asteroid level, whatever number that is, and a place to download a wallpaper. So that leaves us with two wallpapers for Command now, which by the time you hear this podcast, will be up, both will be up in the wallpaper section of the website. The Japanese website, as of today, is now complete. They finally opened the hidden links to the rest of the site, and it has a lot more videos that you can watch, flash-based videos, a few screenshots that I need to add to the archive, and we'll do so probably after I finish recording. And a few days before that, though, probably I'd have to look it up. It was either late last week or early this week. Joey France, I believe it's pronounced. Joey France released a bunch of images, tons of images, lots of screenshots, cutscene images, and several high-res renders of various characters. Now I know how much you people. Most of you are dissatisfied with Crystal's current look. But for the sake of completeness, I've got to have all the renders. Now, I don't personally mind the way she looks. I think she looks great anyway. And it's just a matter of the graphical capabilities that they used. I mean, no other character has a transition between one color and white, whereas Crystal has a transition from dark blue to white. So she's the only one with a gradient. Falco looks great with this system because he's only one color, whereas Crystal doesn't have such a hard line between her muzzle area and the back of her face. We have new high-res renders and wallpaper available for you by the time you receive this podcast. What else? We are very, very, very close to 1,000 artworks listed in the fan art list. I don't know exactly what number it is because I received like five of them today, and I'll be adding to them before I end, but probably by the time you hear this, we will either have reached 1,000 or we'll be in the 990s. We will definitely reach 1,000 before the release of Star Fox Command in America, and of course, once that happens, there's going to be a ton more fan art all of a sudden. Speaking of Crystal fan art, a while back I had the I talked about Morningstar's Crystal. The highly accurate tattoo and form image of front and back of Crystal for use as a reference for other artists and 3D modelers and such. And I've been talking to her throughout the development of it, or at least the last part of it. And she sent me the full res versions, and they were all well and good. And I appreciate them very, very much. But I was finally able to ask her to send it out to me. So she sent me, she was very nice, she sent me the full res front and back image of Crystal. and a separate thing that she did for me helping her with the website. I'm personally, it was a mutually beneficial thing. I would have done that thing on there for free because I enjoy having her work on the website, and it's helpful to everyone else. It's an advantage to me. But she insisted on making a little nice little card for me, so that also had Crystal. And it's been on DeviantArt for a while, but I finally received it in the mail. I've got both of them, and let me tell you, they are absolutely stunning. And I mean, you can see it on the computer, that's all well and good, but you got to see it on paper, it's amazing. And that front and back image, she will be selling prints of that very soon, if not already. You could probably email her right now and get her to print you up one, send it out to you. I believe she's charging $10 for them. Trust me, it's worth it for these things. They're very, very nice. She sends you in a padded envelope with cardboard on both sides so it can't get crushed. And it's inside an insulated envelope. And she told me that she's waiting for her webmaster to get back and fix her website before she's does anything new with it. But she is planning to sell those. If she doesn't have a page there already, she'll have a page up pretty soon advertising its sale. And for all you Crystal fans, I would definitely recommend getting this. This thing is amazing to look at. All right, let's see. What other news do we have today? Next Generation, a website that does tech news, I believe, and video game news, did a top 100 games of the 21st century. Basically, only games that came out for the GameCube, PlayStation 2, and Xbox. Because at the time I was looking at it originally, I thought it was bogus. Because, Super Mario World was not on there. But I didn't notice that it was only for those three systems. Well, you guys might not be too appreciative, but Star Fox Adventures did make it onto the list, although it was at number 73 out of 100. And this is ranked based on total sales and total revenues. Let me read you the entry here. Star Fox Adventures by Nintendo Rare came out for the GameCube, released September 02. It had an estimated sales run of 800,000. Created revenues of 300 million, or excuse me, 30 million. And their little comment is, when the game came out, Star Fox was still benefiting from Nintendo's franchise protection. There hadn't been a game bearing the name since 1997. That Adventures was made by Love Studio Rare and was actively positioned as a Zelda clone before the system had an actual Zelda game probably helped. But this one could have done better. The sales were likely torpedoed somewhat by lackluster reviews, and I will agree that Star Fox Adventures is not like any other Star Fox game in the series, not even close. And it has its own set of fans, myself included, for its unique part of the series. But if you're looking for a Star Fox game that's like other ones, it's not. It's its own deal, separate and apart from everything else. Oh, and another piece of Star Fox Command news. We know pretty much for a fact now that are no voice actors in Command. The characters, at least during cutscenes, speak in gibberish language. They have their own unique, quote, voice, but it's not actually saying words. They're just saying, you know, things that sound like words as the text appears. So, of course, phrases had to be simpler and shorter. Crystal has no voice in this game. And no more additional stuff for the audio section. If that might disappoint some of you. I personally would have liked to have the voices there, because taking time to read some text whilst flying and shooting at stuff is kind of a pain. But I can understand with the limitations of the size of the medium, they couldn't really do that. Okay, one other thing to mention is my friend Cassandra Blackfox, who's been an informant for the Crystal Archive since its creation. He put in an order for the Japanese version of Star Fox Assault and put in the necessary money to get it here overnight. He paid for overnight shipping, so he should be receiving it on Friday. Now, he has already agreed to get me an audio review of the game as soon as he can. But he'll definitely get me some information about it. He can describe the game to me, and I can post it up on the site by Saturday probably. So, and he's also going to try and record that that personalized Crystal theme from his DS. We're working on that. So you can thank Kasathra in advance for what he's going to do for you in the site. Another big piece of news, I think might end up being one of the most important of this podcast, is another email I received. Yesterday, I finally got around to emailing all of the potential contacts I could find. That is, developers. I have been able to acquire 3 email addresses of some of the developers of Star Fox Adventures. And I finally got around to emailing them, asking them for an interview. Online-based, of course, through email or chat. And one of them has already agreed to answer any question I'd like, as long as I keep his name a secret, which I'm happy to comply with. So as soon as I can think of some good questions, I will email him those questions, and we'll get a discussion going. I'll ask him about the development environment of the game, what he thought about the different characters, what specifically he worked on, as specific as he can be without really revealing who he is. And maybe even get him to do some audio with us. Now, hey, if you have a question for a developer, someone who worked with the visuals of the game, I can't tell you exactly what he did because then you'd figure out who he was. He worked with the visuals of the game. If you have a question for him, he worked on Star Fox Adventures. Just email me along with any other questions you have. Say in the email, this is for the Star Fox Adventures developer, and I will pass it along to him along with my questions. You know, I will try and give him all of your questions and get some good answers for the next podcast. I'll read the interview to you if I have it done by that time. I apologize for the jumbled nature of this podcast. Some of the news items I'm about to say should have been placed earlier in the podcast with their more logical segments, but I didn't have much time to prepare the pre-show notes. All right, about the website, I plan on having many updates that I didn't mention earlier. In addition to the updates I mentioned earlier, the 2 wallpapers, the several renders and screenshots, the huge number of new fan art, I have to add a bunch of the command news that I've mentioned earlier, and the 3D works area where I talk about the different modelers and their attempts at creating crystal models. That has been in dire need of a update for a long, long time, and I'm going to try and finish that update by the time I release this podcast. I'm planning on making this huge Crystal Archive update by Saturday, and hopefully I can release this podcast later that same day. So since I've last updated the 3D work page, I've learned about, I think it's 2 or 3 new models that need to be going on there. There's been a problem with the KLA where Fox Hunt, the creator of the Blue Vixen version of the model, has been putting up files and information on his, on the KLA's G to PG-13 fan art board. And one of the administrators of the KLA made it so that you had to be a member and go 5 or 10 posts before you could see that board. I think it was because he didn't want too many people coming just looking for pictures, particularly of the Yiffy kind. However, this, of course, has caused problems with people getting it. Well, now I talked to him, and he has released it slightly. You still have to be a member to access that board, but he told me that you just need to be a member to get to that section. It no longer has a post requirement. So as soon as you become a KLA member, you can access those files, and I would recommend you do that anyway. I mean, If you're a Crystal fan, you should already be into KLA. And then finally, related to the 3D work page, is a model I found on a rare employee website. Actually, someone informed me about this. I would have never found it on my own. But one of the animators, his name is Nick Southam, had a model on his webpage called Cat Girl. And it has a striking resemblance to Crystal. And I'll post a link to that. Currently, I believe his website is down. But as soon as it's back up, I'll put the link there. And you can see that that was probably either... Crystal was either inspiration for this model, or this model was an inspiration of Crystal. One or the other. They're very, very closely related visually. Originally, I was planning to do a special report for this this episode, but now I have so much news, there's no point. I'm going to save that for later. I have this very special report that I'll prepare for much better, and I think you'll get a good laugh out of it, but wait for the next podcast. And finally, the last big piece of news for this podcast. I received an email from a Mr. Jason B. 902, who is the first person to respond to my Cash for Crystal ad, which was on the homepage, $100 in check format to anyone who could give me the June or July 2002 GameCube kiosk demo disc, which contains a playable demo of Star Fox Adventures. I've been wanting this disc for some time because even I remembered back when I was playing it in the store that there were several significant differences between the demo version and the final release of the game. So, I was wanting to get that for making videos on the website. Well, JasonB902 sent me an email with a picture of that box containing the demo disc and said, "Are you interested still?" And I said, "Oh yes, absolutely." So I'm going to be working out the details with him sometime this weekend. And that should be getting in the mail pretty soon. And I will get that and start making videos towards the end of the summer so everyone can benefit and know. I'll probably do a run-through of that whole demo disc version. Now let's get to answering a few listener emails. If you have a question about the podcast or about the site or about me or about Crystal, anything at all, as long as it's clean, I'll read it on the air and try and answer to the best of my abilities. So send in your emails, dwighthouse@gmail.com. You can find contact information on the site. So our first email is from a Mr. A. Munster. I hope I'm pronouncing his name right. I believe he's from Germany. Mr. A. Munster, it's good to see you're back. Your own fanfic, An Unlikely Enemy, started very good. I can only hope that Crystal won't have any remaining physical or spiritual damages after this terrible accident. A spacewalk without oxygen, well, we will see what happens next. But that belongs to the writer, in other words, to you. Don't make it bad, okay? Only one question left. I don't want to get on your nerves, but do you know when the release of Star Fox Command or Star Fox DS will be in Europe? Can you tell me or post the data on the homepage? That would be very, very nice. Even if not, I'm looking forward to the next podcast. Keep up the good work. Sincerely, Mr. A. Munster. Well, Mr. A. Munster, to answer first question, she will be terribly damaged. Terribly, unbelievably damaged. In fact, if you're listening to this and have read the fanfic by the time I release it, the second chapter, you'll see that she indeed died. Or at least was medically dead. She will be medically dead, and she will have incredible physical damage. But she's not going to stay that way. And you might be thinking you know how that occurs, but you don't, because it's something that no one else, to my knowledge, has thought of yet. She will be all right, because I can't stand bad endings. I hate movies and shows with bad endings. I will have to have one. And besides, how could I kill off Crystal? She's my favorite character. Don't worry, Crystal will be fine, but you'll just have to wait and see how that works out. As for the second one, Star Fox Command, in Europe, I mentioned it earlier in the podcast, we currently do not know what the real, actual release date is, save that it is before the end of the year, fourth quarter 2006. And finally, yes, I look forward to this next podcast as well. And thank you for your suggestion. The next letter comes from Mr. Munster again. He says, only a few questions. When the game is released, Star Fox Command, will you buy it? You answer? Most definitely. Second question. When you buy it, will you post information of the story, how the missions work, when the team will get together, what will happen between Fox and Crystal, what happened between them? The answer to that is yes, I will. Third question is part of the second. Or will you be the kind of person that will say, come on, go and buy it yourself and play and find out for yourself? No, I will not be that kind, because if you've seen the website, you'll know that it's pretty much entirely a spoiler website. I suppose I might put a warning about that on the homepage. This is a spoiler website. If you don't want the stories of Star Fox Adventures, Command, and Assault to be ruined for you, don't read further. Because in my effort to get all known information about Crystal, I have to just go out and say, I can't put an extra page for everything to give good warning about what might be a spoiler and what might not be. So anyway, his email continues, well, I hope you will post a little information about that, but if you don't, I won't be mad or sad. Let's see what will happen. Until then, sincerely, Mr. A. Munster. Thank you for your email, Mr. A. Munster. I will continue to read them, and I hope to receive a few more from you and everyone else. And here's the last one moment. I didn't get this guy's name. Francisco Ganinez. He emails me with the subject line, H.264 format video. Yo, Dwight House. When can we, the visitors to your website, expect the Star Fox Assault story cutscenes to be converted into the H.264 format? If you're unsure, can I get something of an estimate as to when they might be converted? Well, I mentioned this on the podcast last time, I believe, that I'm going to be getting an iMac, Intel-based Core 2 Duo iMac. And if I'm right about the time, the Worldwide Developers Conference should be occurring in approximately 6 days or 5 days. And that's one of Apple's four major conventions each year. So at that time, they're most likely going to announce the new set of chips to be released in their product. And it could be that very day that they release the new iMac with the new chip. But until they do, I won't be getting a new iMac. So as soon as they do, though, I will be getting it. As soon as they release those chips, I will have one in the mail being sent to me. And that will provide a faster processor, more RAM, and of course a bigger hard drive. And that will allow me to do the kind of video editing that's really required to convert the rest of the videos to H.264. Because quite frankly, as I mentioned last time, I'm out of hard drive space. I really can't do any significant video editing until I get a bigger hard drive. Or, you know, an empty one where if I got that new iMac, I could basically have nothing on that thing except videos, because my laptop contains everything else, my files, my audio documents and such. So as soon as I can get that, and as soon as I have the time to sit down and record them again, which take about a day to record the videos in question, to rebeat the game and all that, it'll take me about a day. But the conversion of the videos, because currently I have a long process through which I create those videos. I have to record them in DV, export them to DV, which is as high a quality as I can. Unfortunately, it natively records to interlacing, which means that instead of it being, you know, however many lines, it's half that many, where they're split up. So every other frame, they give you half of the lines. So you end up with a really liney picture if you're looking at it on a progressive screen, like a computer. If you're looking on your TV, you couldn't tell. But for a computer screen, that's not good enough. So I have to run it through a video converter, which intelligently calculates what that missing information should be. I don't know how it does it. Maybe it uses information from the next frame. But either way, it takes a long time to convert it from interlaced video to progressive video. That's what takes the longest. But once it's done, the conversion to MPEG for H.264 format is fairly straightforward, and I can release it, and it'll be a much higher quality video with the exact same amount of space used. And I can't wait to get that available. I also plan to put all the videos on my website that, at least, that I have legal rights to. Like, I can't put the guy who made those two fan videos, I can't put those on YouTube. But the ones from Nintendo and the ones from myself, I will put on YouTube and have secondary links for those who don't want to download these larger files. They can just go and watch them on YouTube. So that's in the future. That's all towards the end of the summer that that happens. So that's the end of the emails. If anyone, if you have some questions, I'd be happy to answer them about anything Crystal related, website related, me related, Star Fox related, if I can. My email address is on the website, and it's also DwightHouse@gmail.com. There you have it, the third episode of the Crystal Archive podcast. This week's podcast was brought to you by the color blue. See you next time.